Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in Matthew chapter 14, Jesus is out there in the wilderness. What is he doing out there anyway? He's withdrawn because King Herod Antipas has heard about Jesus' miracles, and Herod thinks that Jesus is John the Baptist come back from the dead. Herod took John's head off. The one who said, Jesus said, there has never been, born of a woman, one more important than John the Baptist. And John is dead. So Jesus withdraws into the desert, as he often does. In chapter 4, in chapter 9, in chapter 12, in chapter 14, in chapter 15, he goes out there until the time is right. And there he is. And a great crowd. No food to be found. The disciples said to Jesus, send them away so they can buy food. In other words, let them fend for themselves, since they don't believe that Jesus can provide. Jesus, before he makes the situation better, he makes it worse. Jesus said to them, they have no need to go away. You give them something to eat. These poor chaps, they have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. The crowds are helpless. The disciples are powerless. And that's exactly where Jesus wants them, so that he could provide. And make no mistake, he can and he will provide. Jesus takes the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He prays. He gives them to the disciples, helpless as they are. And they give to the people, and they give, and they give, and they give. In the desert, Jesus provides. Matthew informs us that those who were eating were 5,000 men. How many total? 10,000? 12,000? 15,000 people? But here's the message. Jesus can provide in just the right way. God provides, and Jesus provides. God has come in the flesh, and he shows again that he can provide. It's all well and good. He provided a meal in the desert. But what about the problem of John the Baptist? His head is on the platter. How does that fit into God's plan? You see, John preached, but Jesus' preaching was greater. John died at the hands of evil. Jesus will die at the hands of evil. But his death will be greater, because Jesus can provide in just the right way. When the time is right, Jesus hands himself over to Judas, and then Judas to Caiaphas, and Caiaphas to Pilate, and Pilate to be crucified. In just the right way, Jesus provides for his people. He provides forgiveness because of our selfishness, our ungratefulness, our pettiness, our wrong desires, our laziness and gossip and unbelief. But Jesus stands in the way of God's anger, and he provides by taking it into himself. Herod imagined that Jesus was John from the dead. But beyond Herod's imagination, Jesus did rise from the dead. On the third day, he pushed death aside and he undid death. And in doing that, Jesus provides a hope in this life that is so difficult. One day it will all change. Jesus can provide. Jesus provided long ago. Fine. His death and resurrection forgives all who trust in him, yes. But what about the world? Jesus can provide for the whole creation. The world that killed John is the same kind of world that we live in today. Evil is everywhere. War, famine, disasters. People are still dying. It really is a tough world, this world of sin. And the church is in this world. The culture all around us continues to sing its song to us. And it's trying to get us to sing along. To rejoice in sin by calling it something other than what it really is. Spending all of that we have on our comforts and our pleasure. Don't call it greed. Call it living the dream. Filling our time with our possessions. That there is no time to reach out to others. Don't call it selfishness. Call it being busy. Moving from one thing to another because we want to feel happy. Don't call it lust. Call it finding fulfillment. Your right to choose. In this world, it is easy for us to falter and turn away and not care or be indifferent. And what a terrible thing it is for followers of Jesus to do. You see, when Jesus saw a need, he felt compassion. Jesus sends you and me out to make a difference in the world in some small ways that we can. Yes, Jesus had compassion. And he can work through our lives. But only Jesus can provide for this aching world. And he will. God fed the Israelites in the desert. Jesus spread a meal to the great crowd. But one day, when he comes again in power and great glory, Christ will shine forth. And on that day, a banquet will be set. And look who's invited. People from the east and from the west. And you who are baptized into Christ and trusting in that promise that Jesus can and will provide for this world. Lift up your heads, Jesus can provide for you and for your life every day. Life is hard because Jesus has called us to be his followers. He's called you to serve him by loving your neighbor and your family and your world. He calls you and me to be pure in my thoughts and my speech, to be wise and strong in our decisions, to fight against the world's lies and to stand for Christ, speaking about him to others when we have opportunity. But that's not easy. The world never gives up. Sin still lives in you and me and never gives us complete peace. So our faith falters. And part of me doesn't even care about others. It's easier to live busy and distracted. It's tough. And like the disciples, we falter. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus can provide just like he provided. He fed the crowds. And on the last day, he will spread a banquet. Even now, he feeds you as a foretaste of the feast to come. His meal opens up for you the blessings that he won on the cross. Jesus can provide in just the right way for your life today. For 39 years, God has provided and sustained this congregation, Hope Lutheran Church. God has provided a place to meet week in and week out in this place for 32 years. And as of this month, that debt is paid. Debt free. God has provided. God has provided leaders, teachers, pastors, parishioners through the years. God has provided instruments and musicians to play them. Classrooms, playground, storage office. God has provided all of our needs. God has given gifts for the building up of his church, and for that we say thanks be to God. So, what do? Well, the first thing we do is we acknowledge God as the giver, the provider. We realize this, yes, including all things. And that our lives should be a continuous thanksgiving. Giving of thanks. This is what we do. We give thanks and praise to God. And lastly, we serve and obey him. It's a joy because we do it. We obey him willingly. It is a joy to be obedient to God, to him who loved us and provided for us so generously. In your life and mine, we can look back and say, God has provided. And we can look ahead and we can know that God will provide all that I am and all that I have. God has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, amen.